The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show podcast. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
I'm DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony, a.k.a. Young Grammar Error.
All right, so today we're going to talk about, I think, a subject that a lot of people can relate to, especially if you have a child that you are sharing custody with the other parent.
Oh,
and man. Holidays come, and maybe you ask the other parent, can I have the child this day, and I'll switch up, and they say no.
And then you just end up in the Walmart parking lot exchanging kids.
I know. Gosh. And then we're going to talk also about Josh Duggar, who he got famous from that show. It's called 19 Kids and Counting. We're talking a long time ago on TLC. He's also famous for molesting his sisters.
What?
He's famous for cheating on his wife and now for having more than 200 images of child pornography.
Oh,
why is he out on bail?
I wouldn't call him famous. I'd call him infamous.
I call him an asshole. And since it's a podcast, I can. All right, let's get it started. I want to thank everybody for all the messages on how to cure DJ Automatic's ear. Yesterday, it was stopped up and he couldn't hear. And today, he's here and he can hear. And we'll tell you how he remedied the situation right now. It's Friday. The Dana Cortez Show is on. Good morning. I'm Dana Cortez.
Huh?
Whatever.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
After a full day of him yelling at me.
It was more than a day, Dana.
Completely
I wasn't yelling
annoyed.
At you. I was frustrated with my ear situation. So I ended up going to the doctor. The doctor told me I need to be on Flonase because I have severe allergies. So I had water in my ears.
Let's go.
Yeah, and I had to go home and do a couple of their home remedies with like salt water and like massaging my neck and behind my ears. She gave me all this like some good information.
It was beautiful listening to him hack it all up, Anthony.
But now I'm on Flonase and I feel like I'm about 90% now.
You can hear. It's a miracle.
Shout out to Western Medicine.
Yeah, exactly. No, but I thought about how sensitive your ears are. Hey, if you got a problem and you're feeling that badly, especially men, I'm being real, go to the doctor.
Yeah,
it took me all day to convince him to go.
Start with getting, I'm a big proponent on getting your ears waxed. So
yes.
Do it.
Let me tell you, speaking of wax, so yesterday, you know, I went and bought all this stuff to like clean out my ears. I did a whole like wax cleaning. Like a seashell fell out of my ear.
That's gross. Nobody needed that.
It was multicolored. It was weird.
We are moving away from this conversation.
I had never seen anything like that before, though.
Thank you for all the remedies that you sent me on social media. Now we're going to move to National Day, Anthony.
We'll start with National Military Spouses Appreciation Day.
Yes, because you are serving our country as well. A lot of sacrifice from all of the military spouses. Thank you.
Yes, sir. We also got National Space Day, which is honoring and celebrating the achievements and benefits of space exploration.
Yes. Have you guys been seeing all the SpaceX stuff in the sky?
Yeah,
you
know, like, yeah I've seen
satellites.
It.
Yeah, on social media, it's been crazy. Yeah.
Very exciting stuff. Think about it. We don't know what's out there.
We also have National Cosmopolitan Day has in the drink.
Hey.
I'm a fan of vodka and cranberry juice.
Yeah, that's good stuff right
there. Always reminds me of Sex in the City because this woman watches
that
constantly.
I make you watch it over and over and over.
We'll wrap it up on National No Pants Day. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Okay,
what do you mean no pants?
Like no pants.
Like shorts?
Yeah, like you've been doing for the past year, dude. No pants.
DJ Automatic, why don't you ever wear a kilt? You really are Irish. It wouldn't be cultural appropriation. Have you ever thought how comfortable your
I'm not into wearing skirts, Dana. I can't
see. It's not a skirt. It's a kilt.
I mean, it's basically a skirt. And I just don't have the confidence. I'm just going to be 100% honest.
You can shave your legs, baby. Make it all sexy. Down to the DM, the rewind, right after this. Remember, if you missed yesterday's, we got you. Brand new one. Next hour is Friday. Good morning. Man, oh man, if you waited to buy your mama flowers till today, I'm about to tell you how much more it's going to cost you. Inside our hottest hashtags on the Dana Cortez Show. Friday's here. I'm so excited for the weekend. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Young Grammar Error.
Okay, so we're going to begin with mental health care providers around the U.S. are seeing an uptick in patients with similar complaints. Excessive tiredness, brain fog, and a feeling of exhaustion that doesn't make sense to them. So it's a trauma side effect of coronavirus.
Oh.
The stress of a very abnormal year is causing many to feel mentally and physically drained all the time. I'm so glad I found this article because I keep, and I don't say it, but I keep feeling tired, mentally drained, exhausted. And I'm like, why do I feel this way?
There's just a lot going on all the time.
This kind of change, though, is stressful on an entire society. Good news is, once the pandemic is over, people suffering from this should recover when is the pandemic going to be over? That's the question. Hopefully sooner than later. Get vaccines. Please get vaccinated. And then finally, calling all sons and daughters. If you waited till today to order Mama those flowers for Mother's Day, which is this Sunday, reminder, get ready to pay big. Flower prices have spiked 40%, which is double the price they usually go up. They always go up like 20%. Now it's 40%. So I know what my mom's getting for Mother's Day, a card and some chocolate.
Yeah, I'm going to say, because I'm not getting you flowers. So I have to pay $30 for like two flowers.
Yeah, $30 for a rose.
I'm a millennial, so I'm just going to contribute a little bit more to our phone bill.
We millennials, mom.
You still on that mama plan. I love it. National Day, Anthony A.
Hey, Dana Cortez, what did the shoes say to the pants?
Hey, Anthony A., what did the pants say to the shoes? Or what did the shoes say to the pants?
Sup, britches. It's no pants day.
The fact that you guys laugh at this corny stuff all the time.
Sup, britches? Come on, dude.
Sup, britches. Funny. You know what we should do?
It's funny that you guys think it's funny.
No,
though.
If you love the joke of the day, and we know it's corny and stupid, that's why we do it. Dad jokes are hot right now. Send us those Instagram messages, voice messages, or tap into the phone lines.
We know they're corny and stupid. Like, you write them? Like, okay, I'm just getting insulted. National Cosmopolitan Day.
It's Cosmopolitan to drink, ladies. Like the old days, back in the day with Sex in the City.
You know what? Yeah, it's Mother's Day weekend. Go ahead and crack one open. It's also National Military Spouses Appreciation Day.
Hey, big shout out to that. I know that military spouses sacrifice a lot. They don't get enough credit. We know you, too, are serving our country. Thank you.
And we will wrap it up on National Space Day.
Space, like between your ears or yes, in like, the universe?
No, I was all charged up on that question. No, like space and honoring
the universe.
Honoring the great things that space exploration has done and the benefits it's provided for mankind.
Okay, so I have a lot of different good space movies I love. I love Prometheus. I love Star Wars.
Spaceballs.
Oh,
I mean, that's a classic right there.
Oh, X-Men?
They go,
space. They go to space a little bit.
No, that's an Earth
Avengers
movie, though.
I'm not really into space movies. I'm into ancient aliens.
Okay, but real question here. Elon Musk comes into the room. He's like, hey, guys, you can go to space right now. Would you go?
What do I say to him? You first. Back with more to show right after this. It's Friday. Let's have some fun today. Way back in the day, there was this reality show called 19 Kids and Counting on TLC. And it was about the Duggars who had, obviously, 19 kids, and then they kept having kids over and over. And then they had these spinoff shows, one of which was starring their son, Josh Duggar, who was just arrested on child pornography, possession of child pornography. Now, hold up, because this is what I got to get into this for the WTF story. The reason he got caught is that his wife, Anna, installed detection software on his computer. Whoa. Where over 200 images of child pornography were found. And that's what we're talking about today. It is a WTF story like none we've ever done. His own wife knew that something wasn't right with him, and she just wanted to make 100% certain. That's how the FBI even found out that he was doing this.
Do y'all think she got, like, a notification each time?
Every time.
That is gnarly, dude.
Every single time. What 200.
Then why did he get up to 200? It took her that long to turn him in?
So I don't believe she turned him in.
What?
I believe that the FBI figured out what was going on, and they were monitoring him. And they just wanted to compile enough evidence. People think it's just real easy to charge someone with criminal activity, but it's not. And remember, this is a man who, you know, was a leader in the conservative movement, church, lobbying for, you know, conservative values. And so it's a lot. You know, people believe that he's a good person. In fact, the judge let him out.
What?
200 images of child pornography. And the man is on the streets. He's living with friends who say they will care for him until his court date.
Mm, gross.
That's what I think. I don't think that somebody who actively participates in this kind of criminal, awful behavior can be taught to not do it. Because he admitted to molesting his own sisters.
What?
Oh, yeah, gross, this is good. He's out. Dude. He's out.
Oh. Wait, so you're telling me he had these positions at these conservative places?
Conservative family values organizations.
After he admitted to molesting his own sisters?
Yes. Yes. And he has been indicted on federal child pornography. And the judge says to him, as he pleads not guilty, I have full confidence that the United States Marshal Service will find you if you do not comply. And released him on bond.
Shame.
Today, I don't have full confidence in our judicial system because I've known people that have been held in jail for far less than this. If he's found guilty, I hope that they throw the book at him. Josh Duggar is facing up to 10 years behind bars. That's today's WTF. We will follow this one and report back when we find out, you know, when he's going to court. Back with more of the show coming up after this. Saweetie and Quavo, yes, we know they split and they can finally close the last chapter of their relationship. I'll explain everything right now inside the best gossip. This is the Daily Dirt, only on the Dana Cortez Show. But first, Anthony A., let's get it started with famous people's birthdays.
We have Rico Nasty celebrating her birthday and J Balvin celebrating his birthday.
All right, so let's get it started with Chris Brown. Speaking of which, he had himself a little birthday soiree.
Yeah.
Just him and 500 of his closest friends at his house, where, of course, a lot of other rich people live and they don't appreciate all the cars blocking their driveways. So they called the cops and shut it down. Chris, it's just you and me, okay? Stop! Stop getting into trouble with the law. He's going to get a big old fine. And remember, he's going through a lawsuit right now with his ex-housekeeper because his dog attacked her sister.
What?
It just feels like Chris Brown's going to do whatever Chris Brown feels like doing.
Chris Brown, be my neighbor. You can have any kind of party you want, dog.
He gonna live in a poor side of town.
Oh, man.
All right, so now we're gonna talk about Travis Scott.
Let's go.
Because Travis Scott doesn't have enough of our money. He, of course, has his annual show in Houston. It's a festival. It's called Astroworld, which is named after an old theme park from Houston, Texas. And oh, no lineup, nothing. 100,000 tickets sold in under an hour.
Sold in under 5 minutes.
Crazy.
$300, though, for general admission.
Yeah. $300, and they sold 100,000 that quickly?
Those were the cheap seats. Those are the cheap seats. Some
people
tickets
want to get out and do stuff. That's that is proof right there. If you're going to spend $300 on a concert, you have no idea who's going to be there besides Travis Scott, you really want to get out the house.
I better be able to rub Kylie's.
Rise and shine.
With that one. That's a lot of money, dog.
Rise and shine. All right, so Saweetie and Quavo, we all know they split. I mean, according to Saweetie, he cheated. He doesn't deny it, but he's certainly not agreeing to that. Well, they can close the last chapter of their relationship. You remember the whole elevator incident? Remember that happened last year?
Yeah.
Video was sent to LA City Attorney's Office, and they have declined to file charges because they believe it was just an argument. They don't think that anybody was really, you know, fighting anyone. And so, thank
goodness.
Or
it was staged.
Automatic, that was not staged. I'm sorry, but it wasn't. It was a year ago, and they tried hiding it.
I don't think that was staged, but the breakup for sure is, dog.
Oh, come on.
You think they're still together?
Dude, Quavo has released more Saweetie diss records than he did his whole career, dog. He's never dissed anybody like this, ever.
And he still can't get it to pop off. All right, we'll be back with more of the show less than 5 minutes from now. That's the best gossip, the Daily Dirt. It's Mother's Day weekend, and it is her ex's time to keep the kid. She has asked him nicely, "May I have our child this weekend because it's Mother's Day, and I would love to have a little lunch with him. I'll make up the time later." And Dad says, "No, it's time for
the Parents Court."
Now, before I give my verdict, not that I'm going to change anybody's mind or anything, I wanted to have an open discussion about this because this is happening not only all over the U.S., all over the world right now. It's Mother's Day weekend, and she wants her kid. But because the court order says it's his weekend, he says, no way. Mm. Why would he be so mean?
It's just following court order. It's not being mean. I think you should, one, just got to be grateful that a man, you've said there's a lot of men who aren't even participating in their kids' lives, and this guy does. I think
you should be grateful that he's doing what he's supposed to do.
Yeah,
what?
And at the same time, he has to understand that if this happens on Thanksgiving or if this happens on another holiday, then you don't get the kid that day either. I grew up in a similar situation to like this, and that's how my parents operated. Now, I feel like she's complaining about it, but it's still not the worst thing that could be.
It's not the worst thing it could be, but I think their relationship is probably not a good one at all.
Yeah, and there's certain, you know, mothers and fathers that just try to make their ex's life extremely difficult and try to take any little stab at him they can. And I feel like this dad might be, you know, taking a little stab at mom. He's like, it's going to be my weekend. I don't care if it's Mother's Day weekend. You can celebrate Monday. You can celebrate Friday. You can celebrate any day you want. But that kid's mine on that day. And some dads and some moms, there are some moms that do this kind of stuff too. I think it's not beneficial to the children at that point.
It's basically what you just said, automatic, is it's poking at the other person. It's being mean to your ex because for some reason or another, y'all don't like each other anymore. And so he's like, nah, it's my weekend. Take that, mom.
And the only person who loses is the kid.
Oh. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think so. I think it's fine that he just wants to take his week. It's, maybe they have something planned, and it's okay. She'll get the kid next week.
Yes,
maybe
I'm sure he has something planned for his child for Mother's Day.
Hell yeah, dude. You take that little kid to like a kid-friendly bar. Imagine how much chicks will come to you.
Oh, my gosh. You don't take your kid to drink.
Smooth move, though.
He takes their kid to the bar and then drives off after having drinks.
I'm telling you right now, if he goes to like Twin Peaks or Hooters or something like that, he's walking out with something.
I hate y'all. I can't stand y'all. Do not take your kid to the restaurant, drink, and drive off with your child, okay? Nobody in this show is condoning that. No. Oh, my God.
Nobody said to drink. I said to take one of the girls home.
Why are you going automatic?
Oh, yeah, the mom's on the left.
I thought
no
I was
more.
On the other side of the spectrum on this one.
You
I'm
totally
sorry.
Flipped.
I flipped.
You
Anthony,
flipped the
Anthony
coin.
Convinced me. When he said that, I was like, that's genius.
No, it's not genius. I wanted to say to the mom something, and some people might not like what I'm about to say, but you already know what he's going to say. You already know he's going to say no, so don't even ask him. You already know he's going to poke at you and make you angry, so don't even go there. You already know that he's a smaller person than you are. You would get, because she wrote, she's like, she sent me this long message. I would let him have, I told him, you can have Thanksgiving, you can have Christmas, you know what, just let me have Mother's Day weekend. My mom's coming to town. Her mother's coming into town.
Oh.
And hardly ever sees, you know, their child.
He shows up with her mom and the kid? I don't know. That really
So anyway, don't even ask him because he's obviously petty and all you're doing is upsetting yourself. And then the child does pick up on that. Your child will pick up on you being upset, the father being upset, y'all arguing, and it's not worth it because you can have Mother's Day any weekend. Have your mom come another weekend.
Or your child can learn how to be a wingman.
Whoa, no. All right, so that's my verdict. If you're having these kind of issues with your ex, feel free to send us an Instagram voice message in a DM. And of course, tap in on the phone lines. That's today's
The Parent Score.
We'll be back with more of the show coming up next.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
May 7th, and it's Music Fact Time here with DJ Automatic on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Automatic, let's go.
It is a very special birthday. It is J Balvin's birthday.
Mi música los tiene fuerte bailando y se baila así.
Woo! People love J Balvin. You know,
is he the biggest music superstar in the Spanish world right now?
I don't know. I don't know.
He's up
there. That's a lot. Automatic, that's a big thing to say when you have groups like Tigres del Norte, Los Tucanes.
Yeah, but J Balvin does numbers, and
Bad
he crossed
Bunny.
Over to English.
And you got to look at, I think, in respect to him and Bad Bunny, those two artists alone right there are really artists that kind of even have fan bases that may be a little bit older, like you said. Like,
yes.
It's a bold thing to say when Los Tigres are those, but I think their audience may be a fan of this new school too.
All right, next we're going to 2012 when Meek Mill releases the mixtape. Dream Chasers 2.
We make it light up like a church. She wanna f and I say church.
So this mixtape was the most highly anticipated mixtape ever on Datpiff. It actually ended up crashing Datpiff.
We talked about the evolution of Meek Mill recently. We watched him go from mixtape Meek to right now, I think, one of the leaders when it comes to criminal reform, right? Reforming the system, rather. I like this new Meek Mill, and I like that Meek Mill too, though, because we wouldn't have today's Meek without that one.
Well, let's talk about music and the sound of it, right? Because not much has changed in regards to the sound of the music. You could go from this one to his most recent album. They all kind of sound the same. I'm a fan of this mixtape, especially the track with him and Benny Siegel, and also there's a remix to a Mac Miller song on there as well too. So
that's a very difficult thing to do, to grow. You see certain artists and they're able to evolve their sound. Let's give Meek a little more time.
Well,
maybe he'll get there, you know.
He does have one flow that he uses a lot.
And it's not bad.
I like it. I'm a fan of it. But
I love
he uses
it.
Yeah.
He should just be like Drake and just take everybody's flow.
All right. Next, we're going to 2013 when Talib Kweli releases his fifth studio album, Prisoner of Consciousness.
When it's coming to this rhyming, I'm a legend like Tutankhamun or the Chupacabra. The way I weave it together, it's how the knot I made him not.
So Prisoner of Consciousness is not his biggest album. But he has 16 albums that he's been a part of. 8 solo and 8 collabo.
When you talk Talib Kweli, you're talking about hip-hop OG icon.
One of my favorite Talib Kweli memories is actually at your guys' old club where you guys booked him a DJ.
Yeah.
And he was DJing, and I remember him dropping 2 Chainz and Waka Flocka and Chief Keef. And everybody was like, what? And after we were in the green room partaking in a little bit, and he was telling us, he's like, all that ignorant rap stuff makes what we do sound better. You need the sun and you need the rain. You need everything. And it was a cool moment. And I think my ex-girlfriend has a photo of all of us if you want to reach out to her.
I've got some pictures of us from that too. But that was a dope experience. Todd's a good dude. All right. Next, we're going to 20. Or actually, we're going to stay in 2013. Ja Rule is released from prison after serving 2 years on tax evasion and weapons charges.
Come on and get a piece of this late night lover, you know, the one that say kids like no other. I know.
I forgot about this. How much money did he hide from the IRS or try to hide?
Well, he owed $1.1 million in back taxes that he had to pay.
Never go against Uncle Sam. Sam will always win that battle.
Speaking of our old club, I know a little bit about tax evasion in our old club, and I had to, I didn't go to jail, but I had to pay all that money back.
One thing I learned about that club, I don't ever want to own a club. Music Facts with DJ Automatic. We'll be right back with more of the Dana Cortez Show. Hold up. Man, phone's already ringing about today's Down to the DM breakdown, because when Matt hit me up, he's pretty sure that his girlfriend Andrea was definitely involved with another man named Caleb. Turns out that's exactly right. But the spin is Caleb is her son. They've been dating 5 months, and Matt had no idea that she's a mom. This is how the Down of the DM played out.
I was just calling to verify the reference and ask you a few questions about Caleb.
I'm sorry, I'm confused. Caleb is my son, and he's only two, so I think you have the wrong Caleb.
Caleb's your son.
What the f***? You have a son? Why'd you tell me?
What is going on? I'm sorry, I don't
know. Andrea, your boyfriend Matt had us call you to find out who this Caleb guy is. I don't think any of us expected that answer. First of all, my name is Dana Cortez from the Dana Cortez Show. You have a son, and the man you're dating doesn't know you have a son?
Matt? Are we talking about Matt? What is going on?
I think you need to answer that question, Andrea. What's going on here? Why don't you tell me you have a kid?
She ended up hanging up, and she did not continue the conversation. He did say, though, that once she disconnected the call, she was calling him. We're going to talk to him in a couple of weeks, but I do know that I'm not condoning what she did. I do understand how difficult it is being a single mom and dating, because when I was a single mom, a lot of people right away judge you. Oh, she got baggage. She got kids. You could be the best mother, but some people see it as, you know, little people they don't want to take care of, and men, you know, especially if you're young.
Oh, that's a good point you put right there, too, because, like, I've kind of been in a similar situation. It wasn't 5 months that it took the girl to reveal she had a kid to me. It was, like, more like three. For a long time, I thought she was, like, living in a halfway home.
But
because she was like, always had to be out by like 9 p.m. and stuff like that. It was like,
because she was
rules.
A mom.
Yeah, she was a mom. I didn't know what was going on. And then I also thought I was a side dude. Right. So I think like
The side dude.
To the kid.
Technically, you kind of were. Yeah,
you kind of were the side dude.
But I get why she doesn't want to like tell him, because, you know, you got to be cautious about who you bring your kids around.
I understand that. Uh-huh. But I've had the same thing happen to me where a girl didn't tell me for like 3-4 months that she didn't have a kid. And I was at her apartment. I was like, who's that little girl? Oh, that's my daughter.
Oh.
I was like, wait, you have a kid? And she's like, yeah.
You think it's because of what Dana was saying earlier, how it's like we feel like we judge them?
So, yeah, if you just turned the radio on, we were kind of breaking it down a little earlier, and then I kind of just, you know, barely made a little mention of that, but it is that. It's hurtful, and it makes you feel bad, right? It makes you feel like you're not worthy of the relationship, even though you are, ladies. Having kids, it does not make you less of a woman. In fact, oftentimes you have to work even harder, especially if you're single. But I do understand why a woman would keep it from a man.
But yeah, at the same time, you have to be forthcoming. You can't keep it from them. Yeah. I mean, the minute I found out, I was like, oh, this girl's a liar.
Mm. Well, no, you're right. But would you have dated her in the first place if you knew? Don't lie.
I don't know. Probably not.
And so that's what I'm saying. You can't hide your children. I never did. I have three beautiful daughters. I never hid them. And sometimes it was hurtful. A guy would be like, don't want to go there. Or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I don't.
Dude,
because so it makes you feel bad.
The way I used to think before I married a woman with children, I used to be like, well, I don't want to take care of somebody else's kid. That's
you
not
told
my
me
kid.
That while we were seeing each other.
Exactly. So I understand where you're coming
serious.
From. Yeah, it wasn't really serious. Yeah. And then the other thing is what if she's got a crazy baby daddy and you know, we have to deal with that kind of stuff? I don't want to deal with all that.
Well, that's a whole different conversation that I don't want to have right now. What I do want to say is that I understand how difficult it can be, ladies, to reveal to someone that you are a single parent, that you're you know, you have children or a kid or five or two or whatever. But the best thing to do is to be honest and upfront immediately so that you know if this man is willing to accept the full package. Because if a man tells you, oh, I don't really want somebody with kids, good. Let me know up front.
There we go.
Because I got kids.
That doesn't make him a bad man either.
No, it doesn't. And a lot of people say, well, a real man doesn't mind raising another man's kids. No, a real man tells you the truth.
Yep.
And if you feel that way, guys, it's okay. But you know what? You can, you know, automatic fell in love and he married me, so never know. Be upfront. Be honest. It's the best way to be. All right, back with more of the show coming up right after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So the greatest rapper in the world goes sicko mode on your fiance. Are you calling it quits and not accepting her back? Let's break this whole Drake scandal down right now. I was welcome to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
The recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And I feel like Dana intentionally doesn't want to talk about this because she doesn't want to badmouth Drake. She's
no,
a Drake stan.
She loves Drake.
Yeah.
And she doesn't want to ever say anything bad about Drake.
And she's very under the impression that Drake's a good guy.
Yeah.
She thinks Drake is who he is on these pop rap records.
No, Drake flew out a woman with her fiance. And he did the dirty with her.
So let's break this whole thing down. Drake is working on his upcoming album, flies this very, very nice singer. She's a very attractive. She's a nice looking. She's kind on the eyes, I will say.
Okay.
And she's very talented in the booth.
No, she's got a great voice, yeah.
Yes, her name is Naomi Sharon.
Baby.
And Naomi Sharon on Instagram, if you want to go look at that, please do. Flew her and her fiance out, hung out with the couple for 2 days. All three of them were working out together, dude.
Yes.
The dude posted Instagram stories of him, Drake, and his fiance working out.
Thanks.
Then the homie goes back on the flight. And they're supposed to work on records, and then Drake hooks up with his lady.
Sorry.
Woo!
I mean, if that's not doing a dude dirty, I don't know what is.
Everywhere you go, you gotta hear Drake rapping about taking girls, and he really took your girl. But at the same time, it's kind of a compliment.
Compliment, but you just lost your wife.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me tell you this. Okay, this dude, have you looked at his Instagram, the guy that got cheated
on? Yeah, he's a pretty fit fella.
Okay, but he is going through it.
Hell yeah, dude.
Like, in a way, it kind of makes me feel like they might be doing this as a setup to get some attention for the girl.
That's one thing. We'll say that. That is what it is, and we'll leave it there, man, because I believe that too a little bit. But this is for entertainment purposes, let's say that Drake really steals your lady. Do you give her a hall pass?
Hell no.
Oh!
Not even if Drake was like, here's $1 billion. He don't even have $1 billion. There's no way. Because you can't go anywhere and not think or hear about Drake.
Thanks.
You can't be in an arena. You can't be in your car. You can't, like, so it's going to be a constant reminder of, hey, that guy, he was with my girl.
He went full sicko mode on my lady. Girls, y'all have a beautiful weekend. And let us know, would you take your fiance back after she let Drake see her views? Dana Cortez Show podcast available on all streaming platforms. But be sure to keep it locked. We got more music coming your way right now.
Hey, it's the Dana Cortez Show podcast. Thank you so much for listening. It doesn't surprise me at all that 100,000 people bought tickets to go to Travis Scott's new festival, the Astroworld. It's not new.
It's
already a few years old.
Third year. But yeah, to do 100,000 tickets in less than 5 minutes is pretty amazing.
People want to be back out, though.
They do, but that's impressive any which way, whether post-pandemic or not.
And he's one of the best visual artists we have.
I think you're right, because the only person we know for sure that's on this festival is Travis Scott. So.
He puts on one hell of a concert.
He does. All right, so thanks for listening to the podcast. Please tell a friend to tell a friend, and there's, 80-something more that you can listen to, so check them out.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.